Did you watch the video yet of the bridge coming down?
No, I didn't.
Everyone that watches it, I guarantee you, you're going to have the same reaction of, oh my God. Okay. And the reason I say that is this is no small bridge in Baltimore. Like, this is a huge, well, it's a mile and some long.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what it looks like? This is really mean, but it looks like the bridge is doing the wave.
It's terrifying. Could you imagine being on that?
Oh God!
Oh no!
Oh my God!
Hope he can swim.
No, yeah, like yeah, especially because I not that I know a lot about this, but I feel like I know a little bit about this. That if your car goes in the water, the likelihood of you getting out is very slim to none.
That's why a lot of people carry those little window breaker things.
So I
you
have can one.
But you got to be, man, you got to be with it. Like, first of all, the drop of a vehicle, number one, mm-hmm. it's going to, if it doesn't kill you, it's going to knock you out, you know? And then number two, to have the wherewithal to get out.
Well, and mine is, I have a little pocket in my door. So if I go down and water starts getting in right away, then it's floating somewhere. So yeah. I've got to find it very quickly. And then smash my window.
I know. It's crazy.
I don't know if it sounds, you're right. It sounds great. I just don't know if I would actually survive if this happened.
Well, and what's stunning about it is when you see this hugely long bridge go down, mm-hmm. you know, you might think, oh, small bridge, couple cars. This is like mm-hmm. something out of a movie.
Well, I think most of you probably have driven from here to New York City, right? And you go across that long bridge to get you. You know what I'm talking about?
There's a few of them, yeah.
Right, but you know what I'm talking about? Like, there is, and I don't remember the name of it, but it's, I remember it was, like, right around the time that I was in the Poughkeepsie area.
Yeah.
So, because I was just there in November, so it's pretty vivid in my mind. And I remember we went across a long bridge.
Going into the city.
Right, and that's what it reminds me of. It's something like that. It's pretty big.
I have a weird story about that. I have a, it technically wasn't my uncle. So, you know how my dad was married, but his first wife died. That's the mom of my two brothers.
Yes.
Well, apparently Uncle Eddie was, I had an Uncle Eddie.
Love it.
So Uncle Eddie lived in Florida. Mm-hmm. Apparently, this is the story. Now, I don't know. It's been a lot of years since I heard this, but apparently Uncle Eddie was crossing a bridge. There was construction on the bridge. Mm-hmm. Someone wasn't paying attention coming up behind him, you know, orange barrels all the way around, pushed his vehicle up over the bridge, and that's how he died.
Oh my God.
It's like,
what a freak accident.
Weirdest thing.
He didn't have one of those things in his car.
But I don't, well, Uncle Eddie also wasn't a young spring chicken, if you will.
Right? I'm kidding about that. Let's get to some text messages. 4026, good Tata Tuesday. Have a fantastic day. That's from Lynn, 3490. Good everyone. Happy Tuesday. Have a great day. You know who I haven't heard from yesterday or today?
Who?
Is 7100. Now, it was their anniversary yesterday, so you know what?
Oh, well,
I'm going to give you that.
Yeah.
But it's always weird when we don't hear from certain people. Also, haven't heard from your friend Heather. Very concerning.
Heather, where are you again now? Are things chaotic again? Well, we'll find out.
6566. And you guys can get on this too, by the way. 71231, keyword SASS. Good everyone is our greeting. You don't have to use it, but we love it.
Well, sure.
And 0856, good everyone, 5830. Good everyone.
That's a double good everyone.
6059, my tool to break a window is in my glove compartment.
Well, I hope you can reach it.
That's right. Exactly.
Considering I'm driving your car.
I mean, water. Right? You should probably move that.
Yeah, I know. Move that over.
Yes. I mean, let's say, for instance, you guys are in Watkins Glen and you just have a moment.
Crossing that big bridge over Seneca Lake.
No, and you just keep going straight.
Oh.
And you keep going straight.
Yep.
I mean, you're probably going to get stopped by a boat or two, but what if the Seneca Legacy is out on a tour and you just zoop? Yeah, exactly.
Yes, it can happen.
Morning, Scott and Allie from 1132.
Oh, okay. Man.
Now, yesterday,
yes.
Scott was doing the show remotely and he talked about how he was eating a hot dog during the morning show. And, you know, that's not the part that alarmed me. The part that alarmed me, he goes, I'm eating a Sam's Club hot dog right now.
Yes.
So I said, who goes to Sam's Club to the food court, takes a hot dog, loads it up, and says, this baby's for later.
That's for later.
Yeah. Nobody does that.
Well, two things. One, I was eating one from a package because you can buy the member's mark. So I had made that.
Gotcha.
Because I'm like, well, why not go in for that for the morning, right?
Yeah.
So actually, I ate two. So I had that.
That doesn't seem as weird to me.
But I have also brought home a hot dog because I've also eaten a hot dog and then there was one left over. And I'm like, well, I'll just eat that later.
Yeah, but then the bun gets kind of soggy.
Oh, it's never the same, but I can't turn away a hot dog.
It's like, have you ever been to a baseball field, baseball diamond, and they're passing out hot dogs? Hot dogs! Get your hot dogs here! I can't eat those hot dogs.
Oh, those have a shelf life of about 8 minutes. You got to put that in.
It's always the bun is squished around way too tight because the guy has been handling it too much.
Well, that and the buns that when you bring one home from Sam's Club, because I have, and it sort of shrinks around the hot dog, so it's almost like a quesadilla dog.
Yeah. It's a little too
It's
a little too wet for my liking. And by wet I mean like mushy.
Yes.
No, I need a good fluffy.
Listen, there's nothing better than in the moment when you get it. I think it's $1.50 for this meal deal.
Oh my gosh.
we can go today.
Right. And the dollar Diet Coke.
It's huge. It's a drum.
Yep. That's what I like.
I totally will do it. I know it's weirder than bringing home pizza. Pizza's one of those things.
Oh, I can eat that anytime.
Yeah, you got pizza everywhere, right?
But I'm not trying to eat no soggy hot dog.
I will not pass it up.
24 hours later.
Anybody else? 71231 keyword says.
No.
I'm going to take a hot dog with me if there's an extra one.
No.
And I will eat it later.
I think I'd just throw it away, honestly.
No.